Alamar Insurance Guest Hotline, our man Rodney Orr, the Tider Insider. Hello, Rodney. Good morning.
Hey, John, Barry, how are you guys?
We're doing very well. We appreciate you being with us as always, particularly as we get closer and closer to the start of the season. Here we are, just a little bit more than a week out, and the Alabama practices continue to focus on trying to find somebody to win the starting quarterback job, Rodney, and it seems as though the name that is brought out this week is Alec Morris. How do you feel about him?
Well, first of all, I think one thing that's very important and has been made clear is, you know, they want a guy who can manage the offense, not make mistakes, and they feel comfortable with where they are, you know, defensively and in the kicking game, and with their ability to run the football, what they think they're going to be able to do running the football, that they don't really need a guy who's going to have to win the game, but just don't lose it. And I think when you're talking about maybe a game manager type guy that won't do that, or certainly gives you a good opportunity to do that, then, you know, Alec Morris probably fits that mold. Now, whether or not he's the guy, I'm not convinced in terms of, you know, the guy that will take the first snap against Wisconsin. You know, I still believe, I think the plan has been that unless Jake Coker loses it totally in camp, that he would probably be the guy that would take the first snap against Wisconsin. I'm not ruling out the possibility that they'll play two, whether that's, you know, Alec Morris being the second guy or Cooper Bateman, who's made a really strong run here of late. You know, we'll just see. But again, I think, John and Barry, that until I feel a little bit stronger about someone else taking the first snap against Wisconsin, I still think that it's going to be Jacob Coker.
You know, I could certainly see that as well, Rodney. I could also see, though, another quarterback taking some snaps against Wisconsin.
Oh, absolutely. I should add that, too, and I agree with you. I think it would not surprise me to see one of the other two play and maybe play, you know, considerably. And, again, I think a lot of it comes down to, you know, obviously how whoever starts performs, you know, in their opportunity. And I don't think the trigger is going to be extremely quick. You know, you remember back in 2009 when Greg McElroy started his first game against Virginia Tech. I think he started like 1 of 12 or whatever it was, and, you know, wrapped up that game going 12 of his last 15. So, you know, he had an opportunity to kind of, you know, get into a rhythm and a flow and a feel for the game. They didn't have a quick trigger. But, again, they didn't also have 3 or 4 other guys that are, you know, kind of in the mix either. They were kind of limited with, you know, their options. But I do think that they'll give a guy, whoever it is, a chance to get a feel for the game.
Rodney Orr, Tider Insider. The notes from practice as we look at everything you offer, TiderInsider.com. I always watch TITV, and practice videos are out as well. Some notes from practice include the return of Chris Black as a wide receiver. Certainly takes away the question that the wide receiver core may not be as deep, because, again, what the article says, what we've heard about Chris Black is when he's healthy, he could be a difference maker. How healthy is he, Rodney?
Yeah, he says he's ready to go. You know, again, he started camp and kind of fell behind a little bit, or certainly didn't help him with the ankle injury he was dealing with. But, you know, I think he's pretty good right now, ready to go. I think the transfer from Oregon State, Richard Mullaney, is really going to make a difference as a player in that slot position where Black plays. Both those guys should be really good. And, you know, Ardarius Stewart's the guy that I think, and we've talked about him for a long time, even last year, about he may be the guy that becomes that kind of that go-to type guy that they're looking for. And, you know, Robert Foster has all the tools if he can put it all together. And, you know, again, the scrimmage was closed on Saturday, obviously, to most people, but there was, I think they had the Red Elephant Club, that was their scrimmage where their people could watch, and word leaked out that, you know, Foster had a 97-yard touchdown reception from Alec Morris in the scrimmage. So, you know, Foster does present big playability.
Damian Harris seems to be getting a lot of workload in these scrimmages as well, with some information that has leaked out. He has had his share of carries in the last two Saturdays, I hear.
Yeah, I think when you look at it, they obviously you know, don't need to know anything further or anything more about, you know, Derrick Henry or Kenyon Drake. And, you know, they did let Drake get hit a few times on Saturday for the first time since that Ole Miss game and kind of get him back in the flow of it. But, you know, they're giving Harris an opportunity to get a feel for what it's like to play college football. And, you know, he's going up against a pretty good defense too. So I think he's done fairly well. And I think he's a guy, as we've talked about, you know, he could be a really, really key figure in terms of contribution because of their running back situation with, you know, they really want to use Drake in a very versatile role, use him as a receiver too, and take some of the load off of him as a running back. And also with Derrick Henry. So, and Bo Scarborough's injured and won't be back and suspended actually until, you know, the first part of October. So, you know, this is a great opportunity for Damian Harris. And I think, you know, he's a guy that could make a really big, big contribution. I think, you know, John and Barry, from what I understand, and again, we're limited what we can see. So you have to go with what you hear sometimes. And I understand Damian Harris has been extremely impressive.
Rodney Orr is with us, TiderInsider.com. Help us sort out the defensive backfield. You've mentioned a couple of times in the last couple of weeks how impressive the emergence of Minkah Fitzpatrick is, but as a whole in the secondary, can you kind of go over who will be the ones counted upon back there?
Well, you know, again, what we see from what we can tell, I think the really the guy that – are you there?
We got you.
Okay. I think the guy who really has kind of stepped up the last week or so has been Marlon Humphrey. You know, the redshirt freshman, of course, and, you know, he was injured. He had a really good spring, and I thought he physically from last fall to last spring made probably the most significant strides of any player on the team in terms of his physical development. And had a really good spring, came into fall camp, was a little banged up, kind of started slowly, but last week to 10 days, he might be about to nail down that left corner job. And Minkah Fitzpatrick starting at the star position in their nickel package. And, you know, of course, you have Cyrus Jones returning at right corner and Geno Smith and then Eddie Jackson at the safety spots. And Eddie, you know, seemed to have done really well with that transition from corner. So, you know, I think they're pretty set in that it appears they're pretty set in that nickel package, which they play predominantly. And then in the dime, they would bring Maurice Smith in, so they would have six DBs. So all of those guys have looked really good, and some other guys have looked good as well. Of course, Bradley Sylvie broke his hand. He was out there yesterday with a kind of a big club on it, but he was dressed and going. So I think that him and Anthony Averett at corner, Those guys add depth. Obviously, Tony Brown still in the mix, too, running with the second unit. And I really think, as I mentioned before, Ronnie Harrison at safety, the freshman, is going to be a difference maker. And Kendall Sheffield is as well. So I'm mentioning a lot of guys. I think they have a lot of options, a lot of really talented guys. And I think Mel Tucker, the new secondary coach, has done a fantastic job with them. And, it's always hard to predict, but I think this group right here will be the most improved unit on the field for Alabama this year.
Rodney Orr, the Tider Insider, with us here today. You know, with no more scrimmages scheduled before the first game, how do you separate yourself if you're a quarterback battling for that spot?
Well, I think they're probably going to do some, they'll do some one-on-ones. They probably have already this week, and they'll do some more of that and, kind of get a feel for which guy they definitely going with. They may already know that. Again, it may be Coker, and then they'll figure out which direction they want to go with the number two guy. And that may be what they're figuring out right now as we move forward into game week. And probably these next 2 days are going to be, you know, important probably in that decision.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Caller yesterday said, was of the opinion that if Blake Barnett does not start, they need to go ahead and redshirt him. Seems obvious, Rodney. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think it all depends, to be honest with you, on how this quarterback situation goes. I'm telling you, I really think that, you know, it's kind of a fluid type deal. I mean, it's difficult to predict, Barry and John, exactly what direction, how this thing's going to go. I mean, if it goes according to plan, then you know, you've got your one guy and you've got your backup and you know which direction you're going. But I don't think there's any certainty to it. I don't think you can speak in absolute terms. I mean, I think the ideal situation is without question that you would redshirt Blake Barnett, because, you know, you give him an opportunity to sit back, and he really needs to develop physically, needs to add some weight. I think he's an outstanding, you know, prospect. But, you know, preferably or ideally, you would really want him to redshirt this year. Now, I don't know that a decision, I think somebody said it was a decision made to play him. Mm-hmm. I don't think that that's, you can, again, I don't think it's wise to speak in absolute terms.
Yeah. Is Tony Brown in the doghouse?
Well, you know, I don't know that it's that so much as just the other guys have really, you know, hit their stride. I mentioned Marlon Humphrey. I mentioned Minkah Fitzpatrick. You know, Tony's an outstanding.